it's good that the Finance Committee has taken on board my recommendation to them, and indeed the motion that I got passed in June, which called on the Finance Committee to make this a matter of urgency, that we would examine the issues of why insurance premiums are rising so dramatically, and the fact that they've now decided that this is the first piece of work that they will do, and it will take place over a three-week period, hearing from all of the players, including the insurance industry themselves, campaign groups and so on, is to be welcomed, and hopefully will feed into the government's task force, which only has met once, but hopefully we'll get it back together soon, and start resolving the problems that are seeing so many people face huge premiums by their insurance companies.
Now, earlier this week, you called for an independent body to be set up to reveal the reason for these huge increases we are seeing day in and day out. Are you hopeful that these meetings may produce something of that sort?
Yeah, well, one of the people that I've suggested to the committee that comes before us is the CSO, who I've called for, that would actually gather all the information and publish it regularly so that the public would be informed what's happening within the insurance sector. But there's a number of other issues that need to be dealt with as well, including, people who refuse to get a medical certificate going before the a claims injury board. There's issues in relation to the regulation of the industry themselves. There's issues in relation to the profitability of the industry and the fact that they're using premiums and gambling with those for investments, which they have got very poor returns from. So there's no major one thing that will actually solve this problem, but there is about a dozen different issues, a dozen different things that the government could do, that the industry could do, that would rectify a lot of the problems that we're having and should result in reduced premiums for people out there.